Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas, a show designed to bring you real-world business knowledge for entrepreneurs, working professionals, and business owners who are seeking to up-level their business game. You are about to join the hot new All About You show with successful entrepreneurs and business experts sharing their stories and powerful takeaways while providing the tools to help you thrive. Your hosts for the Imagine More Success podcast are the best-selling authors Cindy Hendricks, a business performance specialist, and Thomas Hides, a certified world-class speaker and voice trainer. And now, it's time to realize your dreams and imagine more success.
Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Hides, and with Cindy Hendricks. Cindy, I've heard you've had an amazing week, a busy week, helping a lot of new people. Is that true?
Yes, it has been an amazing week. I was in Southern California, 70 degree weather. Oh my God, hard to leave. But, you know, it was only 68 here yesterday in California. So
Northern all the people in New England are really feeling a lot of sympathy for you right now.
You know, some people love the snow. They travel to get to it. And I'm like, what?
I know. I have some friends who love to ski. And when I see the pictures, man, all I can think is, man, they're freezing right now.
Well, I have two really good friends who ski black diamonds all over the world, and yeah. Now they're paying the price with their knees. So be aware of how much you enjoy something that works the joints that heavily.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Yes. So no more skiing for them right now.
No more for a minute. It makes sense.
That's right. That's right. I skied, but funny experience when I went to Colorado, you know, they got four of the best skiing in the world. And I went to the top of Vail on that little, what's it called? The little thing that goes way up to the top. And, you know, I was a beginner skier. I think I'd skied one day my entire life. And so I said, oh, this is so pretty. And I took pictures and I'm like, okay, so where's the down one? Well, guess what? The only way down was a black... There's a black diamond, and I'm like, oh my God, how am I going to get down? So, you know, I lost all self-respect, got on my rear, and slid down.
Well, hey, you took a safe path that time, right?
I'm telling you, there was no way, because I have a little height issue, and when you look down and it's straight, it's like, how do people do that? I mean, that just doesn't even make perfect sense to, you know, go off a cliff that way. But anyway, I made it down. I got there safe and sound, and I never went back up again.
Well, that's really interesting, because we're going to be talking today about some financial cliffs that people are going to be negotiating.
And just as scary looking down on that too.
Huh? Just as scary sometimes. Absolutely. So Cindy, I want you to lead us into the beautiful part of our day where we talk about the word of the week.
Time for the word of the week.
Money. Everybody loves to talk about money, right?
Money, money, money. You know it.
Yes. Yes. So the definition is a medium of exchange in coins or banknotes collectively. Ah. And we have a fantastic guest today to help you get more money. That's what everybody wants, right? More money.
Yeah, that's why people are in business. At least one of the reasons, you know, you have to have a profitable business in order to have a business.
Exactly. And, you know, they say that only 5% of all businesses that start out make it after 5 years.
Wow.
Pretty scary stuff.
Interesting statistic. You know, in your definition, we missed out on one of the hot topics. We're not going to cover it today, but cryptocurrency. I know we're going to have a show based on that here very soon. Because that's a hot button right now when it comes to money, right?
Yes, kind of scary too.
Could be, can be, for sure. Definitely not as well known or understood. And the funny thing is, our current the current way that we utilize money is not exactly understood by everyone anyway.
Well, and don't you know that they're just making it somewhere? Where is that in the mint? In is it Colorado?
I don't know. I think they have a couple printing presses out there where they're making some dollar bills to pass around a couple places around the world.
Yes. And so I'm not so sure that there's something back in that these days.
Well, by the full faith and credit of the United States, when you're talking about greenbacks, for sure.
Yes. But at any rate, you know, the economy's bouncing back and unemployment's down and business is booming. So hopefully it's going to be a great year.
Absolutely.
Lots of people are going to be looking for ways to build on the money they have. And I'm so excited that Sarana is here today to share how she can make that happen.
Yeah, we're going to hear some really great, great things from her in just a couple of minutes. Cindy, first, I wanted to kind of put you into the coaching corner. I want to hear what you have to share with us this week, that something that you learned that you were able to assist someone with this week in your coaching.
You know, this past week, I spent with several women at a women's retreat that I facilitated with some help from some others. And, you know, it's always amazing when you put minds together with the collective always shares. And, you know, that's all about the whole masterminding, that when you get a group of people together, like brainstorming, whatever it is that everyone's working on, you get some pretty incredible things, right?
I would agree 100%.
Yes. And one of the things we talked about was social media, because as you know, it's a phenomenon going on right now in the world today that is kind of underutilized in some ways. The minute you figure something out, there's a new thing that everybody's after and trying to figure the new thing out. And then when they figure the new thing out, the old thing has changes.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of wave riding that goes on there, but it seems like most of life is that way now. You know, as soon as you figure something out, you have to kind of reinvent, because things are changing, I think, at a faster pace maybe than they ever have in the world.
Exactly. But we walked away with, new ideas and new goals in place and ways to achieve them. And you know what? That's what I'm always excited about, is how to get the goals.
Yes. And, there's a huge difference, I think, between, well, of course, there's a massive difference between networking and masterminding. It takes some networking, though, sometimes to find a diverse group of people that you can interact with, because the bigger the diversity that you have when you're masterminding, the more ideas can be shared, the more unique ideas sometimes that come up, because the perspectives of everyone's so different. It's not that kind of same think tank.
Well, your point is so well taken, Thomas, because all of us have different backgrounds that came to the retreat. Mm-hmm. And everybody brought a different perspective to the table, which is truly what a good mastermind session is all about.
Yeah, I would agree 100%.
And I asked the very smart women who attended to each share information about their special gifts. And everyone learned something, and everyone felt really good about sharing what their expertise is.
There's a group that I am a part of that does mastermind work. And when we get together, there's a kind of a basic rule that we all follow that is really, really important. It's to never step on any one person's ideas. No matter how out there or how wild it may sound, let a person put their idea out there. Don't nix it right away or shut it off right away, because sometimes, even though that first idea, that preliminary idea might not be completely developed or might sound completely crazy, sometimes that's the pathway to finding the really great idea. Even though it may start off like all wild and wobbly, you know what I mean? Eventually you get to something really beautiful. And I think that's in other masterminds that I've been in, I've heard other people's ideas kind of get squashed immediately. And I seem to, it seems like there's a massive difference in the amount of not just participation, but results when you really let people kind of open up and speak freely.
Very well taken points again, Thomas. And I'll tell you from a coach's perspective that, you know, one of my special gifts is that I see blind spots, and I see things that are not obvious, you know, the forest for the trees. Yes. And a good mastermind facilitator will keep folks in check when they are poo-pooing ideas, because even though everyone doesn't know everything, the best value of a great mastermind is when someone asks the right question to the person who is delivering information to, you know, find the path to that blind spot or the path to maneuver the trees to get to the nuggets that really give maybe incubation to an idea, or sometimes it even gives the idea. So a lot of times when people are closed-minded, they miss so much. So for the listeners out there today, make sure when you're listening to something, instead of finding things that you want to, you know, axe or poo-poo the idea, instead put your brain to work thinking of questions you can ask to further understand the idea, and maybe you too can walk away with a tip, tool, or nugget for what it is that you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that we've found also is that when someone comes up with an idea that does seem really wild, very far-fetched, we don't typically go right to the how question next, because the how is probably the thing that's really complicated. So we'll find out, like, what's the objective of it? What or why? And then the what or why sometimes will lead us down a better path. Sometimes than the how, which can seem overwhelming at first. Once you get a little more information going, it seems then the how kind of presents itself.
Well, the why is the driver and the how is the journey.
Yes. Very well said. That's beautiful.
Yes. So I'm really looking forward to Sarana Blackfoot today.
She has
such amazing information and just wrote an incredible book that I hope she'll spend a minute sharing. She's got an amazing story.
Yeah, she's got some really wonderful insights for helping specifically women, but everyone, obviously, but helping people overcome their issues with finances, with debt, with making an overall financial plan. And her website is unbrokewomen.com. She does financial makeovers, which I think is pretty fantastic. She's a prosperity mentor and someone we definitely want to learn from today. And it's going to be really, really great to hear from her in just a couple of minutes.
Yes. And again, for everybody listening out there, instead of criticizing, take a minute and ask questions in your own mind about what you can learn to take away today, because it really only takes one idea to make a huge impact on either your life or others.
One idea to make a huge impact, Cindy. That is one of the huge parts of this show. Imagine More Success podcast. We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes after we hear a few words from our sponsors. Please stay tuned.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com. And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Thomas Hides and Cindy Hendricks. Cindy, in our earlier segment, we were talking about some masterminding groups, and today we're going to be masterminding money. Tell me a little bit about what masterminding money means to you.
Well, in any mastermind group, the facilitator is always wise to lead the group, being able to make sure everyone stays open-minded, because the whole idea behind masterminding is pulling out ideas and pulling out tools and tips for people to be able to move forward, create goals, remove blocks, and all kinds of things when you're trying to create. And in a mastermind and with a coach or consultant, it's always so important. And one of my special gifts is to be able to see the blind spots and to be able to see the forest for the trees, because most people struggle with that. I mean, when you're in your own little world, it's so hard to see the big picture. I mean, I think almost every client I've ever had struggles with the big picture about themselves, their life, their work. And if you can be be able to peruse that arena with smart, like-minded people, even if they're from other arenas, I mean, that's golden. That's the ticket.
I agree, especially when it comes to making money, because there's so many known ways to make money. People have very kind of formulaic ways, especially people that I've heard referred to in certain terms as kind of blueprint people, people who really follow a blueprint. There are very specific ways to make money. Now, over time, those things do have a tendency to change. There's also ways to save money, ways to invest money. When it comes to going outside of that, boy, that diverse perspective is massive. You really get the chance to look at what's available and what could be available. And that's why it seems that the world is changing so very fast, because people are coming up with new and exciting ways to do things every single day.
Well, and really, America is about innovation. If you think about it, I mean, in 200 years, look what has been built here. And look at all the bright minds that have developed new ideas, new ways of being, new technology. I mean, yes, the world is filled with smart people, but I mean, we're so huge a country that so many ideas have come from us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we import people like Sarana, our guest today, who has developed, you know, her own book and some ways to help people with money, that we attract those kind of minds that want to go beyond themselves and create new ways of thinking or being.
Yeah, you know, we're really happy to have you on today, Sarana. Sarana is a prosperity mentor. She's the owner of unbrokewomen.com, and she is someone who does financial makeovers and where she's going to make over your finances. And she's got a really great message to share with us today. Sarana, thanks for joining us. We're really glad to have you here.
Thank you so much, Thomas, for the introduction. And Cindy and Thomas, thank you for having me.
Of course. Hey, we've heard a story that you've helped a lot of people, and we wanted to hear how you've helped someone very recently.
So I work primarily with women, but of course I do help men as well, especially when it's a couple situation. But the story I would like to share today is the story of a young woman that I met a little while back, that when we first talked, she felt overwhelmed by her student loans. And I'm sure some of the people listening to us and watching us can relate to that. And I would like to also connect it to the parents of the students. It's not just about the student that leaves the school with the student loans, but it can fall on the parents as well. In this young lady's case, the parents had co-signed on her student loans because she went to school out of her state. She moved here to Virginia, where I live. And so she ended up finishing her schooling, her degree, both her undergrad and her master's, with somewhere in the neighborhood of $200,000 student loans.
Not uncommon these days.
And when we met, she felt that she was never going to retire, because obviously it's a long time to pay all of that off. Her job is okay, and she's using her degree, which is a blessing, but it doesn't make her enough money to just knock out that big of a sum. So she feels that she's probably always going to be paying it. And what's worse, and the one thing that I brought to her attention that she hadn't even thought about, is the fact that because her parents did a co-sign on her student loans, if anything were to happen to her where she dies, whether it's in an accident or natural causes at some point while she still has the debt, they are actually liable for whatever portion of the debt that isn't paid at that point. So co-signing can be very hard on the parents, because it's not just about them paying for her funeral and those final expenses, but it's also about them having to pay a six-figure debt that most likely would be left behind in that case. So when we sat down, I went over the fact that even though she's young and she's healthy, and of course all people in their 20s feel nothing's going to ever happen to them, she does need life insurance. She doesn't have any dependents, which is great, but she does have a need, because her parents are saddled with a whole lot of debt if anything happens to her. So after she put a policy in place, of course, it gave her a lot of peace of mind, just knowing that it would be taken care of.
Well, you know, Sarana, a lot of people out there may not understand the debt-to-income ratio, and maybe even her parents didn't understand that when they agreed to co-sign with her. Can you take a moment and explain how that works so people can be aware if they're asked to co-sign a loan?
So, well, in her case, and actually most people, when they agree to co-sign, I think it's out of the goodness of their heart. And hey, this is a person I care about. In her case, of course, it was the daughter of the family, right? But even if it's a friend or some other relative, you want to help them. But the problem is that if something happens to that person, and it may not be a bad intention, they have all the intention to pay off the loan, but if they lose the job, or worse off, if they die or become permanently disabled where they don't have the means to pay off the debt, it becomes yours. And in this case, what's even worse about student loans is the fact that they don't get forgiven. It's not that you can go and file bankruptcy and, oh, well, that's it, I'm not going to pay it. It's the one debt that literally you take with you to the grave, unless you pay it before you get there, of course. So that's why it's important to have enough protection to cover something like that in case something does happen. And of course, the good news in her case is that because of her age, it's literally pennies. I mean, it's like just over 10 bucks a month. I mean, really, we all spend 10 bucks on stuff that we don't even remember by the end of the day, right? So 10 bucks over the course of a month is definitely worth a peace of mind for her, and of course for her parents that don't have to worry about it. So they know that they wouldn't have to add that on top of whatever other debt that they already have.
Right, right. Well, where I was going with that, Sarana, is when you co-sign for a loan, it's on your record. When you go to purchase anything, if your debt to income is close to 100%, you can't get a loan yourself. So if they wanted to go buy a house, if they wanted to go buy a house, they probably couldn't buy that because they already have debt to income ratio at 200,000, probably at or beyond their income.
Well, yes, any debt that goes that your name is on basically becomes your debt for all intents and purposes, which is why, for instance, with credit cards, if you add somebody to your credit card to give them access so they can use the same account, now it becomes your history, but it also becomes their history. So that influences both of the credit reports, both of the credit scores, and of course the income to debt ratio.
Exactly. And so be sure to investigate that before you sign on the dotted line.
Yes, definitely. You need to make sure. And like I said, it's not that the person you want to help is a bad person or they really want to stick it to you to make sure you take on this debt, but it just happens where they can. And then you are stuck with it. And it does impact you, and it can potentially ruin you financially.
Exactly. I've had people ask me to co-sign, and I know they didn't know how it works. And especially as a business owner, you cannot tie up all your credit or potential credit on a co-sign loan so that when you need money, it's there for you and your business and your family.
Right. Well, it's always best to have the credit available and to build that availability when you don't need it, because when you need it and you go ask a bank or a company to lend it to you, that's when they're looking at you and really, really looking at you. So that's when you may not be able to get it. So you need to make sure it's available before you actually need it. And when you take on somebody else's debt, of course, it makes it harder for you when you may need it yourself later down the road.
Well, and don't you find too that one of the big things that families or people always argue about is the M word?
Oh, money. Yes, it's number one reason why people get divorced. So because most people are uncomfortable even talking about it, even digging into what their situation is. And I always tell people, first of all, if you have problems, you're not the only one. You shouldn't be ashamed. And as long as you're around, as long as you're not dead, they can be fixed. Now, it may not be easy, but it doesn't mean it can't be fixed.
Exactly.
So, Ron, I have a question. Oh, go ahead, Cindy, please.
I was just going to ask if you have any further tips you'd like to share on either how you helped the woman working her master's degree with the debt or other ways that you can maybe offset some of that college debt.
Well, so a few suggestions that I have for people about going to school is try to see how much of it you don't have to finance. Like if you get grants or if you can get help for some people or some organizations, yes, then go that route. I'm also familiar with an app that I've been referring people to where they can look up different grants. But mainly try not to take on a whole lot of debt. But on the other hand of that, when I talk to the parents, I always tell them, if you have to choose between having money set aside for retirement and giving the money to your child to go to college, you should choose your retirement. Now, I'm not saying don't help your child if you can, but try to make sure you don't hurt yourself in the process. Because when you can borrow money for college, but you cannot borrow money for retirement. So you have to make sure you have something set aside for that.
Well, hold your thought on helping people. Thomas is going to take us out and we'll be back.
Yes, Sarana, we're going to be back in just a couple of minutes with Sarana Blackfoot. We're going to continue to talk about your finances and how you're going to be receiving a financial makeover. So please stand by and come back and listen to us. We'll be back just after a word from our sponsors with the Imagine More Success podcast. If you want to hear more from Cindy, check her out at businessperformancespecialist.com, where you can sign up to receive emails with business tips that will help expand you and your business. And if you want to check out my work, Thomas Hides at iconquality.com. iconquality.com is where you can learn all about becoming the best speaker that you can be and presenting yourself in a fantastic manner. So please stay tuned. Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated, and with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish? When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com, and get your business where you want it to be.
And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast. Thomas Hides and Cindy Hendricks. We've got a really fun guest on today, Cindy. So far, we've heard quite a few really great ideas about not taking on responsibilities, especially not your own, when it comes to financial responsibilities.
Yes. Well, you know, I think that people need a little more education in that arena, because I know a lot of people don't understand so many different parts and sections of the whole financial picture, especially when it comes to your own finances.
Yeah, there's a lot more to it than you typically learn if you're not focusing on it specifically. A lot of nuances to making money, saving it, and investing it, and certainly co-signing for someone else.
Well, I'm a firm believer that our education system needs to be completely restructured, because people come out of not only high school, but they also come out of college without the basics of what's needed to be able to run their life or run their business and be at the top of their game. I am just amazed at what people don't know when they come out of their learning facilities.
Yeah, and I'm one of those people as well. I there's a lot of things I did not know about money management when I graduated college, for sure. And it wasn't until I made it a focus and a priority to start to learn about it that then I had a real knowledge base on it.
Well, I was really fortunate because I focused on business classes, and I think I was in 10th grade, and I was taking an accounting class, or maybe it was called bookkeeping. I don't recall now, but I was fascinated, and I went home and I told my mother that we had to go get a checking account because I was no longer going to run into all the businesses she dropped me off at and pay cash.
That's so funny.
I know. What a waste of time and gas. I said, Mom, we're going to save so much money with gas that this is really worth it, and I'll buy the stamps.
Perfect. Well, Sarana, let's go ahead and bring Sarana back on. Sarana, thanks for joining us again today. I have a question for you. What is it? What's the thing that you find with most people when you sit down and you do a review of their finances? What is the one thing that they're kind of missing that you see over and over again?
So outside of just the numbers and the actual items in their financial reports, the one thing that I think is common with most people is that they're not where they think they should be. So what I mean by that is the people that have debt, they have more debt than they would like to have. The people that save money don't have as much money saved as they would like to have. So I think that for the most people is the biggest hurdle and the number one reason why they're uncomfortable sitting down with somebody and looking at what their financial life looks like. And then going into the different accounts, going into the debt or going into do they have any protection like life insurance, disability? Do they have any retirement set aside? I think that the one thing that a lot of people neglect is saving for retirement, or if they do, not necessarily don't save anything, but don't save as much as they should to set themselves up for what they actually will need to use in retirement.
Yeah, that seems to be pretty common because people, number one, people are living longer now than they did before.
Yes,
and so the same template or the same algorithm that you need in order to figure out exactly how much money you need saved doesn't quite apply today like it did before. And it's certainly medical expenses are a lot higher than they ever were. That's something else that has to be planned for in end of life stage, I know.
So what other tips
can you give? Medical bills are higher.
Go ahead, Sarana. Go ahead.
The medical bills are usually higher in retirement, regardless of the quality of the medical insurance that they have. So that's a big problem. The other reason, just like you said, it is about them living a long life versus what they used to before. They used to work for 20, 30 years and then or 40, and then they would retire and they would live another 5 or 10. And that was about it, if they were lucky. And now they live in retirement almost the number of years that they actually worked. So that makes it a problem. So Cindy, you were asking about a tip. I think that the most important thing is to ensure that you have either investments or properties or whatever type of cash flow generating machines that you can have so that you ensure a sustainable cash flow into retirement. What I mean by that, for instance, if you save a certain amount and you say, okay, I'm just going to use this amount and take this much every month, it's going to last me, let's say, 20 years, 30 years. Well, you don't know that you're not living beyond the 20 years or 30 years. So maybe it's more about where do you put this money, whatever that amount is, to generate enough income that is sustainable. So that amount has to be high enough that the interest off of it, the increase in it every year actually covers your living expenses versus you having to use that amount and dip into what is known in the financial world as the principal. Because if you start eating away your principal, you don't know that you're not going to live beyond those years that the principal will last.
Yes, you have to protect the chicken, right?
Exactly, exactly. Don't start hacking it.
Yes, you won't get those golden eggs. So Sarana, a couple things I'd love for you to share today would be how people can protect themselves against catastrophes like if they're disabled or if they have something that puts them into a place where they have to be cared for. And if you have resources that you share with people.
Yes and yes. So yes, they should have protection. Unfortunately, what the statistics are telling us nowadays is that a higher and higher percentage of people that live beyond 65, beyond what's considered retirement age, end up needing some sort of care later on in life, where they have to go into an assisted living facility, or they have to have somebody come to their home to care for them because they cannot perform all the activities of daily living as they're known. So because of that, that's a burden on the family resources. And if they don't have something set aside, it becomes a really big problem. Well, traditionally, what people have been doing is having long-term care insurance policies, which are all nice and fine, except for two things. They're very expensive, and it's fewer and fewer of them available, just because those costs are going higher and higher every year. So one of the things that have come into the market more recently are life insurance policies that actually allow you to access part of the money that is coming to your family when you die while you're still alive, should you need that type of care where you cannot perform the regular daily living activities. So that's one of the things that I'm bringing to the attention of my clients and the people that I meet with. Because a lot of people are not aware. They say, okay, well, I have life insurance, or I've already got it. Maybe they got it 10 years ago, 20 years ago. But the type of policies that used to be available didn't have all these other comprehensive riders and attachments to them that can help you in other ways beyond just paying for, just giving money to the family when you die to pay for your funeral and whatever debts you leave behind. So that is one thing that I discuss with all of the people that I meet.
Well, those are some great ways to protect yourself in any event when you age. So thank you for sharing that, Sarana. And Thomas, you were going to ask something.
Yeah, I just want to highlight what you just said. Actually, that makes a lot of sense. You know, and I think that's again where that little bit of extra knowledge can go a really long way in helping people, because I wasn't aware that those policies were becoming more and more popular, but I do know that as healthcare costs rise, especially at end of life health costs, sometimes a single month can make a huge difference in a person's financial future when it comes to having to have in-home healthcare or very expensive drugs or treatments in order to take care of someone who's older. It's really awesome to know that there is a that there is another opportunity to be able to take care of that in the future and put that fear outside of your brain and be able to move forward.
So how can people work with you to get that great information that you have?
So of course I'm available on social media. I can be reached on Facebook. I can be reached on LinkedIn. And I'm always glad to share advice. It's at no cost because it just will improve somebody's life. So that's the biggest reward that I can ask for. And I sit down with people one-on-one. I also do different speaking engagements and group activities where I can get more people involved. And also I'm putting together a conference in Richmond, Virginia in March of this year, March 24th. So for those ladies and gentlemen that are watching us and that are close enough or want to travel to Richmond, Virginia, they can come and learn how to grow their business. The information for that is on the website, which is brillconference.com. And they can go there and find out more about it. They can reach me also by email. And my email is Sorana, S-O-R-A-N-A, at unbrokewomen.com. That's the best way to reach me.
Okay, great.
So you have a really amazing giveaway for our listeners as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
So anybody that would like to just take a look at their finances, and I have to say that from my perspective, I can guarantee that it's no judging. It's just sitting down and looking at everything, because whatever you have going on in your financial life is not as good as you think, but it's also not as bad as you think. So you just need to take a look to make sure. And I would do a no-cost financial consultation, just looking at everything and seeing what we can help with, what we can do to make it better.
Sweet. So do email Sarana at sarana@unbrokewomen.com. Mention the Imagine More Success podcast and you can receive a 1-hour consultation. Sarana, thank you so much for joining us today. It was really wonderful having you here.
Thank you very much, Thomas, and thank you, Cindy.
Great having you.
Well, please stay tuned. We're going to come back in just a couple of minutes after you hear from our sponsors. We've got a few little things we want to wrap up and talk about, so we will be right back.
Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a 3-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming 3-day epic event experience. And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Thomas Hyde, Cindy Hendricks. Cindy, we've had a really nice interview with Sarana Blackfoot. We were talking about money, where we were talking about some of the real difficulties that come up for people, but we were also talking about some of the solutions and how good does it feel to have a solution to a really tough problem?
You know, that's really why I invited Sarana to come and share with us today, because I knew she would have some really good stuff to share with our listeners on how to make a difference when you're looking long-term at not only your finances and your money, but also when, you know, you retire in age, you've got to have some options.
Yeah, because money, as much as we want to talk about it as it's as outside of everything else, money is really tied into everything about our life, right? For better or for worse, has a lot to do with how we can take care of the people who are around us, do the things that are important to us, live the life the way that we want to live it. All of those things seem to be at least in some point or at some level tied to or connected to money and how it's managed.
Well, you don't do much without money these days, that's for sure.
Yeah, unless you're lucky enough to land on a desert island and eat coconuts and fish all day. Yeah. Yeah. When you're involved in the world and the world economy, money is really important.
Exactly. And, you know, Sarana also wrote a book that is really fascinating because she writes a lot about how to, you know, about her business and money and all the different aspects. But her last chapter is her perceptions of moving from Romania as a young woman and coming to America and starting her business. I was fascinated about the information that she shares, because, you know, we don't often get a bird's eye view of how America is perceived through the eyes of someone who didn't grow up here and who didn't live here before they came.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, fascinating. So she is on Amazon. Look her up, Sarana Blackfoot. And look at her new book that she is really... I mean, it just came out in the last week, so hopefully you can check it out and see what she has to share, not only in finances, but also a bird's eye view of an immigrant coming to America and her perspective.
Yeah, and you know what, the ideas, again, we were talking about diversity, the ideas that people have when they've had a significantly different background do make a big difference, not just the way that wealth is created, but also the way that wealth is kept. Or sometimes what I've seen also is that wealth and money is thought of as a different point of leverage from different cultures, whether or not it's right. Have you seen that too, Cindy?
No, I was just going to share there's a different twist that probably our listeners aren't even aware of, that when you have too much money, it presents a different set of problems. Like Warren Buffett and Bill Gates have both set up trust funds so that they're not leaving their huge billions and zillions of dollars to their family, because they don't want their families to have the burden of having all that money. And I was just reading where Bill and Melissa Gates set up a new foundation where all the money is to be dispensed within 20 years of their demise.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that fascinating?
That is fascinating.
So most people don't realize that if you have a lot of money, it's also a burden.
And it's a burden a lot of people would like to have, let's be honest. I think we'd rather have that than the other.
That's a really good point, but you don't really think of it in that perspective, that having a lot of money is a problem that you have to find ways to deal with it.
That's pretty funny. Cindy, I want to take a moment. I want to read a quote from your book, actually, Insights from an Intuitive, because it really, really speaks to today and also to what we're going to be talking about in our next segment. Our past is the roadmap of where we have been. We choose the roads that take us to our future. It's beyond wisdom to know change must be made. Choose beyond wisdom. Wow. We choose the roads that take us to our future. And how many times do we find ourselves just wandering down a pathway instead of making a really solid choice, a well-informed choice, especially when it comes to money?
Well, and a lot of times people don't realize that you do have a choice and that you are making decisions about your life every single day. Fascinating.
Very, very true.
Yes. And I'd like to share a quote that Sarana has for us today. Knowledge is not power. It is only potential power. Execution trumps knowledge every day of the week. Now, Tony Robbins, very bright guy, wrote that one.
Absolutely. He talks about that. He talks about integration in his own life, how the difference between him and other people who had learned the same things that he learned was that he was able to integrate much more quickly than they were, than others are. And integration, execution, for him, they're pretty similar, right? Integrate immediately and then start executing immediately.
And you know, the other guy who lived this quote from Tony Robbins is Earl Nightingale, because Earl spent his boyhood reading in the Los Angeles library. Talk about knowledge. I think you probably read every single book in that library. And, you know, it took him a while to be able to execute the knowledge that he had.
Yeah, you know, I think that that's something that happens quite often. Literally, people are condensing sometimes. Sometimes it takes condensing. Maybe that's not the right term. There's also combinations that have to be made. There's these little neural connections of all these different things. And then the light bulb kind of goes off. Once the light bulb goes off, then people can hit the on switch and start really making a difference and doing the things that are important to them, so they can end up going down the road that they choose rather than a road that they've just found themselves on.
Yes. And one of my other favorites, Napoleon Hill, he spent a lifetime interviewing every successful person that he could find. And he wanted to find out what made people successful. How did they make money? And that's how he discovered masterminding.
Yes, absolutely. He was the one. I would see the person that you consider that invented masterminding, or did he just discover it?
Oh, maybe a little bit of both. A little bit of both, maybe.
A little bit of both.
Because I'm sure masterminding's been going on since the apple was eaten, right?
That's true, exactly. Yeah, masterminding has always been happening.
Yes, but I think he's the guy who really catapulted into business masterminding.
You can completely see that, yes.
But you know, really, that's how, what's-her-name, started Weight Watchers in the 70s. She got all the women together in her kitchen and talked about how to lose weight.
Oh, I didn't know that. I've never heard that story.
Yes. I think it's Edith, starts with an N. Yeah, she's the one who got that started that way. So it's fascinating how Getting a group of people together and talking about ideas of how to accomplish anything makes such a huge difference. And so with that, I'm going to share my angel card from the Doreen Virtue deck. And today I chose the Dreamer.
Oh, love Dreamer.
The artwork in this deck. And it's a leap of faith to follow your dreams with unexpected opportunities. And the long version is the angel card. The angels bring you this card because you're entering a new and exciting phase of your life. It's important that you believe in yourself and know the benevolent universe wants you to succeed. Now is the time for faith and commitment to your dreams. Take any necessary steps to move forward with confidence. Listen to your own inner guidance about following your dreams, but be open to information from others regarding the detailed steps to take. You may need additional input or guidance from an expert before proceeding, but don't let this stall your forward movement. Actively seek the insight you need. Love that.
You know, it's really powerful. It's really, that really spoke to me today, because for so many people, the idea of just actually dreaming seems overwhelming. Something they don't want to go there. And they have their resistance or roadblocks to dreaming, but that's really the embryo that starts everything, having that first dream, that desire. And when you start to open up what's possible in your mind, what's possible in your reality tends to follow.
Well, that's when you need a coach. Right, Thomas?
Yes, absolutely. I would agree
100%. You dream it, you get a coach, and then you make it happen, man. That's
boy, just then all that how works out. Exactly. That's when it all starts to come together, for sure.
Yes. So exciting to hear about our next guest.
Our next guest is going to be Petraea Bullock. Petraea is a Lemon Law attorney, and she helps people with that very difficult, nearly impossible task of getting rid of a defective vehicle and getting a new one. She's been working for about 25 years, working with major insurance companies, major auto manufacturers, and yeah, she's got the goods.
I can't wait to hear what she has to share, because you know what? I've been really fortunate. I only had like one lemon in my whole career of driving cars, and it was actually a company car. Okay. So I'll share a little bit about that next segment, but I'm excited to hear how she handles it, and then I'll share how I handled it.
I can't wait to hear that.
Yes.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, so we're gonna have her on next. We also have another guest that is coming on in a couple of weeks. Just want to give him a little heads up, Dr. Patrick Porter. He's going to be on in a couple of episodes. We're already getting excited about him as well. Next, we've got Petraea. We're going to be talking about all of the little ins and outs, little things you don't know when you're trying to get rid of that lemon and get your new car. And please stick around.
Yeah, we're going to learn how to make lemonade, right?
Yeah, from a lemon to lemonade, I guess is what we're going to have to do.
Yeah, maybe find a little tequila to put in. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, of course. So Cindy, if you want to learn more from Cindy, check her out at businessperformancespecialist.com. Thank you for joining us this week. You'll be back next week, and look forward to seeing you then. Take care.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training. And you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com.